I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Good morning, everyone. Do you know what that...
Are you the healer?
Yeah. Sparkling energy.
Sparkling energy.
I feel like
TikTok.
I can do a really good impression of her.
For the record, I am the one who introduced you to her.
That is true.
Because I thought it was you in 20 years.
It's me now.
It's you now.
Yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, follow me on Instagram. I am obsessed with this TikToker named Sparkling Energy.
Sparkling Energy.
Happy Monday, everyone.
And what a Monday it is.
Oh, it sure is. So, as you guys know, we like to do songs in the beginning of our episode.
We consider ourselves singers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the singers these days consider themselves singers. So, basically, what happened is... There's a lot of Taylor Swift drama this week.
You know, I guess, why don't you just tell them what that is? Why don't you just kick it off?
So we said to each other, why don't we write some jingles for mm-hmm. the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, to surprise each other with.
Yeah, so this is basically, that's Snooki. This is going to be so bad.
It really will be.
It's going to be so bad.
Me writing all these? Okay. So, who wants to start?
I guess I will.
Okay, great.
Great. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to sue. Everything will be all right if I get my master's back from you.
Wow. Find the note, girl. Find the note.
Yeah, your turn. What do you have over there?
Girl, there ain't no I in cease, but you know there is in desist.
No.
That's so bad.
Someday I'll be at the AMAs performing a medley, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yep.
And you can sue who you want. Boys and Scoot and Scott, welcome to the
Scott. No.
Welcome to the court. Welcome to the court.
That's so funny because I actually had a one from that too, but it was just, welcome to the court. RBG's waiting for you. Welcome to Supreme Court. But yeah, my last one is been here all along, so why can't you see you belong in jail, sweetie?
I'm crying, I'm sweating. I'm like waiting for the cease and desist to slide into my door at any second. Okay, and finally, reblogged on my Tumblr, where you at? Phone lights up, my fans dragging you back. Unrelated, isn't Joe Jonas a snack? Because I'll sue you.
Honestly, she won't need the masters back because we're writing smashes for her right now.
Literally. Call us up.
Call
we're
us Taylor.
We're lyricists, singers, songwriters. But in all seriousness, we'll discuss.
We're going to talk about that a little later.
We will discuss that later.
Yeah.
You know, we just needed a little icebreaker.
We broke the ice.
Broke the ice and broke the law.
Probably.
Honest. No, that's parody.
Okay.
That falls under parody. All
right.
Yes. I do know that.
Great.
Well, good morning, everyone. And we want to just start out by saying thank you.
Thanks.
To everyone who signed up for our Patreon account.
Yeah.
To all our patrons, as we like to call them, our
Legends Only fans.
Thank you guys so much.
We really appreciate it. We were definitely taken aback by all the support so soon. We only mentioned it once and all y'all already signed up. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting for us.
Yes. And we are really excited for you guys to get some exclusive content very soon.
Yeah, really exclusive.
I'm going to tease them.
I'm looking
look what
at
arrived
the,
in the mail.
I'm looking at the album cover of the mm-hmm. first album. We'll deep dive for
Patreon.
Oh,
that's
going to
be fun. Oh. Yes. So patreon.com/legendsonly. And we will be chatting with you guys there soon.
Yeah.
But, well.
For the rest of you.
For everyone else.
For everyone else out there.
If you're hearing this right now, mm-hmm. it means that I have survived this weekend.
And you might not have, and I probably edited this because you passed over the
weekend. I may not. But if you are hearing this, it means that I have survived BravoCon and work and this and everything else.
I just don't know how you are surviving. What is it? How many housewives are there?
77 Bravo celebrities.
How many glasses of wine have been thrown?
None. And okay. I wish there were more. But okay. There have been a lot that have been drank.
Okay. That's also fun for them.
Yes. So BravoCon was wild.
Mm-hmm.
It aired last night.
Okay.
If you're listening to this now, it'll be on our YouTube, Instagram. Go check it out.
I've seen the short snippets.
What?
Short snippets of all of the girls on stage and all of these like moments behind the scenes. It looks like fun chaos. What is it called? A chaotic good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's chaotic. Sure was. And then tonight is Celine Dion on Watch What Happens Live. So it has been a
actual legend.
Icon. Legend. We taped it in advance.
Okay.
I'm sorry spoiling it.
Spoiler
but like
alert.
She's a legend.
She's a busy legend.
She's a busy legend. And so we taped with her. She was so sweet, so funny, so nice. Fucking icon. Humble legend.
Humble. Extremely.
Extremely humble legend. Singer. Icon. Never been done before. Amazing. Talented.
Show stopping. Put it in a blender. Amazing. I had the great privilege, truly, of doing a brief meet and greet with her when she was putting out, I think, an album a few years ago. And she's one of those artists who, when you do the meet and greets, she will stop, she talks to you, and you're so intimidated, but she's so funny that you,
yeah,
you
and she's
like
so
open
not
up,
intimidating. Yeah.
Right, but it's like the legend. You think mm-hmm. of like, oh my God, one of the greatest voices of our generation. Then you walk up and she's like, hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
And she's like being so goofy. She is a complete nut, totally off the walls. I don't know if anybody's been watching her recent interviews, but she did one with Gail, I believe, recently. And Gail just asked her favorite food and she went off into peanut butter jelly. Mm-hmm. She started singing that.
Well, I can't spoil anything, but...
Oh, yes, that's right.
There are numerous moments like that where she just busts into song, and I hope it stays in the edit, so...
God bless.
Yeah.
And check out Courage, her new album, available now.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very good. And she's got a bunch of songs with, like, Sia and a bunch of power ballads and standard Celine fare. It's always good. I always love a Celine moment, so...
I love the cover.
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay, come through photo.
Come through fire and
we love a powerful
courage.
Moment.
We love, yeah.
Get it? Because she walked through the fire.
Mm-hmm. Stronger than yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Legend. And then she went and did karaoke at Lips.
That's right.
Speaking of legends only, the queens at Lips.
Yes.
New York City legends.
Truly.
Miss Ginger Snap. Shout out to her.
She snapped. I will regret this. I got the invite, but I was like, I don't want to do karaoke in front of strangers. Little did I know it would be fucking Celine. Oh, I know.
Well,
you know what? Sometimes in life we have regrets, and that's so we can add that to the list.
Confessions tour, Celine Dion karaoke.
Yeah, she came out. She performed "Flying Without Wings" in front of everybody in like a stunning dress, and yeah, just doing karaoke to her own song.
Legend,
a queen among queens, many queens, and gay icon because drag.
She really is a gay icon.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it how much until we did the drag queen pageant with her.
Oh, yes.
Which you guys will see whenever it airs, like later, if I survive and get this episode up. Gay icon, like it really jumps out. You'll see. It'll be on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/.
Give him those streams.
WWHL. Go watch and support my job. Yeah.
Speaking of legends, did we even intro this podcast?
Did we?
Nope.
Oh, what do you mean?
We didn't say, welcome to Legends Only.
Oh, well, speaking of legends then, welcome to
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
I'm T. Kyle.
I feel better now. And I'm Bradley.
Yeah, there we go. You know, whatever.
They get the gist by now.
Yeah, we're going to get a cease and desist before the first
way
two
before you
are
heard
over.
That intro. But speaking of like TV promo, somebody else showed up on our TV for several weeks and we didn't know. Although I definitely had an inkling. I had a feeling from that voice a little bit.
I didn't.
From the clues, I should say. The clues and the voice added together. If you guys aren't watching The Masked Singer, you should actually. It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
I watch the clips. I don't watch the actual show.
Oh.
So I'll like watch the clue, then I'll watch the performance, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's probably that person. That's enough for me. I don't need to watch an hour of it. But you know. But if there's rumblings on Twitter that this is somebody that I like, I'll like watch the performance and be like, oh, yeah.
I saw rumblings that it was Ashley Simpson.
There was that, but then the
clues.
And I was
like, that's not her voice.
Yeah, the clues were like, you know, spot in the spotlight with your family, something like that. But then there were a lot of feuds, famous feuds. And like, I think there was a clue that she threw ham at one point. So I was like, it's got to be Kelly.
Oh, right.
So yes, spoiler alert. Sorry, it happened last week or whatever. Kelly Osbourne was revealed as Ladybug on The Masked Singer season 2.
Wow. Justice for Kelly Osbourne, the singer.
Justice for sleeping in the nothing. Justice for one word. She's slightly canceled for not performing one word, but it's fine. I'd wish she'd like revealed the mask and then was like, I'm re-releasing it for 2019.
Well, she kind of did by putting it on Spotify.
So
finally.
Now it kind of clicks. Like, so it showed up on streaming services like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, they wanted to make sure she was all up and ready before this show started.
True.
Which is pretty fierce, actually. So maybe she'll reboot the career. I mean, I think a lot of people were like, who is this? Like, I like the voice. And then they found out who was singing and they were.
Yeah. Shit. Well, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Sleeping in the Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you who are loving Kellegend Osbourne.
Right.
The singer. You need to revisit this album.
Yeah. There were a bunch of people who like didn't know she could sing. And it's like, honey, she had a little. A slight solo career there.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping in the Nothing is extremely underrated. It's like a new wavy electronic sort of vibe. And one word, I wrote a very long Justice of One Word post recently.
You did. And that was when we were in, this is before we did this podcast.
Yeah.
And we were like, I was itching. I was like, oh,
to
shit.
To talk about it, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I really want to talk about this. But yeah. I was like, I wasn't ready yet.
Yeah. Yeah, how do we crowbar one word into the Britney podcast?
Yeah, I was like, how can we just justice for sleeping in the nothing out of nowhere?
Yeah, one of my favorite dance songs of the past decade, honestly.
It's so crazy how all of our episodes are tying together in a weird way that we never planned. Well, can't plan, because we just talked about Confessions, which I was taken aback at how many people loved and knew about that album, because I was nervous that no one was going to care. Mm-hmm. This album, Sleeping in the Nothing by Kelly Osbourne, also came out at the same time as Confessions.
I know. It's crazy. It's kismet, as former Pussycat Dolls member Jessica Sutto once said to me when we met. It's
what does kismet, kismet mean?
Like destiny that we met. She said it's kismet that we met, and I was so shaken by that.
Oh. So it's kismet that...
Yeah.
Kellegen Osbourne was revealed as the masked songer.
It's all of our worlds colliding.
It really is.
If you haven't listened to Sleeping in the Nothing, it's available now on streaming. Besides One Word, there's also some really good ones that I love. Suburbia.
Oh, Suburbia is so good.
And Uh-Oh. And Red Light. Oh, Red Light.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great. And she really got a lot of shit at the time because... this was the time in pop culture where it was perfectly fine to make fun of people who were going through public struggles. You know, we were leading up to 2007 with Britney. The girls don't know, the young girls don't know, like, how mean we were to people who were struggling in public eye.
Well, how mean the media was, the media. Not us.
But I think, like, not us personally, but, like, you know, as a culture, it was okay to be, like, laughing at her having drinking and drug problems.
Right.
That was honestly the vibe. It's so different to today. The kids don't know. But so she was really mocked during this era because she was like bouncing in and out of rehab. And she wasn't taken very seriously.
Nope.
And her angst on this album wasn't taken very seriously, even though it was like kind of a cry for help.
Well, Save Me.
Save Me.
The track is literally a cry for help.
She even talks about like sexual assault. Don't touch me when I'm sleeping. In retrospect, a lot of things... you know, it's just justice for Kelly, truly.
Yeah.
In this, like, revisiting actually, though, of Sleeping in the Nothing.
I remember listening to this album nonstop on repeat with my friend Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay. This was Queen of Pop.
Shout out to Lindsay.
Yes.
Legend.
Did this come out like at the same time I was like into like Ladytron and Goldfrapp, and like it was kind of that whole electro vibe. Totally. Shiny toy guns, anybody?
It was all ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really taken seriously.
No. Until now.
Yeah.
Until this podcast.
We've been waiting. How many years is that from now? 19 plus... 14 years.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here for 14 years waiting for the day that I can scream justice for Sleeping in the Nothing. Damn it. And that day has finally come.
One Word has like... I was checking. It has like 200,000 streams.
As it should.
I'm like... it, even 100,000 are from years me. It's very true. I'm really happy about that. Really shows there's
the
still
instrumental
interest.
Is so good.
I know, Alone. A blatant ripoff of another song, but we stan anyway.
What song?
Of One Word. It had like a lawsuit because it sounded so similar to...
well, I mean, what doesn't sound similar anymore?
I know. The fun controversy with One Word is that it sounds like extremely different, extremely similar to Visage's Fade to Grey. So they settled out of court. And, like, they got their royalties and stuff.
Gotcha.
But, like, sorry, it's a good beat. Thanks, Visage.
Yeah, well, the album is incredible. I also love I Can't Wait. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, now I want to listen to it.
Yeah, now we're purely just, like, scrolling through the track listing.
Listening party on Legends Only. Mm-hmm. If only it wasn't illegal.
Right.
That's that.
Yeah, we would honestly, through these track by tracks, we would play each song if we didn't get sued, so...
we just know that.
Just know that. So that was a hot bop from 2005. Should we, I guess, fast forward to the present?
Yeah, the present hot bops. Where? Where are they?
Where are they?
I would like to see it.
No. Well.
I tease.
Yeah.
Well.
You know, things are a little different these days. I will say, I personally really... go hard. And if you were up at 5 a.m. seeing that I was writing, I really go hard for Billie Eilish's Everything I Wanted, her new song. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. She's not a pop star. And I don't pretend she is. Like, she's like a singer slash...
Artist. Yeah.
And it's not even like super weird. It's like, I don't know. She definitely has a really strong vision. And she's 17 years old.
Okay. So let's chat for a second before we get into the song.
Okay.
So...
yeah. What's your background with Billie?
Okay. So I had no idea who this was for the longest time.
Okay.
And then I think it was in our group chat that someone sent the Vogue video interview where she was looking back at herself from a year ago.
Yes, it's Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Only because I just wrote about it, I remember it. She did an interview, and then she does the same interview a year later from 2017 to 2018.
Yeah. So you guys sent that to me, and I was like, who, what is this?
Right.
Like? And I watched it, and I was like, this made me so sad because she seems so defeated.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't know who this is. And you guys were like, oh, she's the biggest thing in music right now. Yeah. And I was like, ooh. I had this like moment where I was like, oh, wow, let me crawl out of my grave first.
Right.
But then I watched her, I want to say it was Coachella. Was it Coachella that she live streamed on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched her full Coachella set.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. If it wasn't Coachella, who cares? Whatever it was that live streamed, I watched her full set. It was the one where she performed on the bed and like the bed rose. And it was very like exorcist looking.
Yes.
And I was really into the visuals.
Yeah.
I wasn't really feeling the songs because it was like not really my vibe right in the moment.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh shit, like this looks cool. Mm-hmm. Now I get why people are into this.
And they are very into it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the teens, I've gone to about 3 or 4 of her shows at this point. They are shaking and crying and screaming Queen of Pop at her. And obviously that's a very jarring experience to me as a very old man. But you know what? I recognize passion and like that kind of, like, I get that what she means to those kids.
Right. Well, it reminds me of kind of like when we were teens, mm-hmm. we had Stripped.
Yes, we did.
And that was like our deep emotional moment.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, I totally understand.
I feel like Billie is like a poppier, like there are shades of Fiona Apple with her and like that kind of vibe and that the singer-songwritery girls. But then she's got this very like mainstream, like she dresses down in like Gucci and all this like designer label shit. I had written about it, but like I saw her at a showcase 3 years ago, I think it was at Soho House. It was like this tiny room.
Rich.
And this was like, she had just dropped Ocean Eyes and maybe Bellyache was on the way. And the room was like pin drop quiet because her voice is like ASMR.
Yeah, it's very delicate.
Yes. But like the way she captured the room was so impressive, and it was like extremely, I just remember remembering it, which I don't usually. Like a lot of the new artist showcases are like, okay, that's great. And but this one was like kind of stuck with me. And I just remember being really intimidated when she was like flitting around the room. She's 15 or 16 then, but I was like still intimidated. I was like, this is somebody. I think this is somebody.
Wow.
She just has something in her, clearly. And yeah, she took off real fast.
Well, she, and I think we talk about X Factor and stuff a lot.
Yeah.
And I think she exudes a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Like I was watching the Coachella thing and I'm like, this girl's obviously young. I didn't know she was that young.
Yeah.
But just the way she was flawlessly performing without like any hesitation, like, you know, you see that like look on people, they're not trying hard. Like she just was. I think that.
Which is crazy. Again, 17. It's just
effortless. You know, that's the word I was looking for.
I mean, our girl started at 17 and
yeah.
also exuded that confidence in her own way. But it's still, now that I'm older, to see a 17-year-old like doing that, I'm like, oh my God, you're so young.
Right. It's like the same with Normani.
Yeah.
It's like that effortless confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she put out a song.
She's also stunning. Can we like talk
about
that? Like, I think she is stunning and she dresses down. She doesn't really...
Yes. And she's made a point of it, too. She's like, I don't want that to be the thing that defines me.
Yeah.
It's really a statement, to be honest. It's like, she does not want to be oogled, whatever, oogled.
You could send her to drag you, and could you imagine, like, the glamazon that would...
I do think...
It's there.
I do think the age will... again, she's 17. She shouldn't be. Like, we have a very different experience with our queen, but, like... To think about it, it does make more sense.
It's her Hot Topic era.
It's very Hot Topic.
Which we all had.
If you go to Hot Topic, they will only play this album and there's merch everywhere for her. It's crazy. But
I was like that as a teen. I had a Hot Topic moment.
We had a woman and her name was Avril Lavigne. So,
oh, that's true.
We all wore ties and eyeliner.
I didn't.
Nobody remembers this. This has bothered me for so long. Does anyone else remember... Hot Topic was truly scary for us, like, way back then. Like, it was much more intimidating, and the shirts were much more vicious. And there was a shirt that said NSYNC instead of NSYNC.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was one that said Spear Britney.
I remember that one.
I was like, I remember a chill coming through when I saw that shirt. Like,
it was
for
very
the first
anti-pop culture.
Yes, it was super like nasty. And I would walk into my Abercrombie and Fitch and feel very out of place. And now it's like they have K-pop and BTS and stuff.
Right. It's like the most corporate.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Thing
yeah,
ever.
Totally. But back in the day, that's not your scene. Get out of here.
Right. You remember all the people who'd be like, I'm seen.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Where are they now? Well, they're yeah. reuniting with My Chemical it? Romance, but
it was seen and
emo.
No. Well, that too, but there was something else.
Goth?
Straight edge.
Straight edge.
Do you remember everyone would be like, I'm straight edge?
Right. And they'd have X's on their hands.
Yes. I'm like, straight, can't relate.
Right. No part of that relate.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, now it's a little different in Hot Topic.
Do they even still have malls?
There's a very ghostly mall that I grew up with that still exists in my hometown of Milford, Connecticut. And it is so empty. It's so... malls are a strange thing now.
Yeah.
I think they won't last much longer now that we have Amazon drones.
True. And then humans won't last much longer either.
Nope. Nope. See you soon. When we're all downloaded into the Black Mirror episode of San Junipero.
Oh my God. Jeez. When I go to San Junipero, I want to be put in 2007. Thank you.
You like wake up, there's a razor in your phone, in your hands.
And it's like, it's Britney, bitch. I'm just like, yes, finally.
Finally.
Someone will get that reference. People are going to be like, where's San Junipero? I don't get it.
Yeah, if you don't, I think it was like Emmy Award winning. I don't know.
It was.
Yeah.
Difficult to get.
Not everyone has that. Speaking of not everyone having things, all of these billboard lists... All these billboard lists came out this week, like a million lists. And among them was like the top female artists of all time.
Yeah.
Guess who was at the top? Queen of Christmas, Queen of Music, Miss Mariah Carey. Literally difficult to get. No one else has that.
She does.
To her credit, except for her.
What a redemption.
Honestly. And now she's coming for the number one, as we've discussed, for Christmas.
Hopefully it's coming soon.
Yeah, exactly. As long as nobody tries to block her. I see. Ironically, I thought we got away from the Ariana comparisons, but she has Christmas and Chill, and that re-entered the charts. And I'm like, stay down there.
Well, Santa Tell Me is a fucking bop.
It is, but
Have you guys heard my remix of Santa Tell Me?
Who hasn't?
It went viral on TikTok, by the way.
No.
Yes.
What?
Last year. This is before I even had TikTok.
Yeah, I wasn't on yet.
And everyone's like, oh my God, your song's going viral on TikTok. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, literally no idea what this is.
Yeah.
And then I went and looked, and it's now re-entering TikTok.
Oh my God. If only standing. You could make money from that. God damn.
Yeah, it's fine. I'd get sued.
It's for the kids.
I don't need to get sued by Ariana Grande.
No. She already took down Forever 21.
True. Yeah, but it's called Kaya Tell Me. Mm-hmm. Kaya, Kia, mm-hmm. Dina, Diana, whatever, however you pronounce it. Kaya, tell me.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
If I could get Ariana to sing over it.
Ugh. The thing is, she's such a good sport about these things. I wonder if it just hasn't reached her yet, because I honestly feel like she would stan.
I think she would.
Yeah.
I tweeted it at her like a week ago.
You know what? Maybe this is the year. We'll
see.
It's
like, my neck, Santa, tell me. I can hear, it's so, I will say, I kind of did that.
Yes, you really did.
I was like, you know what? This is my first attempt at like a full remix. I did the full song. It's on SoundCloud.
You're really good at making things you can get sued for.
Okay. True, but you know what? If people would just hire me to do it in the right ways,
right,
we wouldn't have that problem.
We wouldn't have that problem, would we?
I wouldn't have to go and make my own podcast about something because someone's team can't honor her legacy in the proper way.
That's
I said what I
now
said.
Now we said it. That
anyway.
Is truly what we said. Where were we?
Where were we going?
Billy. We never even actually addressed it. Well, because this is not really like fun, but it is... a good song.
It is. I like enjoy the melodic production. Piano.
Yes.
I find it very enjoyable to listen to. Not catchy, but it's just a nice.
Yeah. It's very good after midnight when you're depressed. It's called Everything I Wanted. It's basically, she wrote it with her brother, Phineas, who she does all her music with. And he's like got his own side thing, but they wrote it together about their relationship and like relying on each other through this period of their lives. And it's very heavy. She talks about how she's had dreams killing herself and all of this heavy stuff about just pleasing people and wanting to not wanting to disappoint anyone. And it's like, I just keep going back to like, she's 17 and she's having these thoughts and like, she's on top of the world and so depressed, but the like moral of the song is like, I have my brother and he's, you know, telling me everything's going to be okay. It's really sweet. Like, I wish our queen had that. Like, I know she has siblings, but like, she's like, I have this person as my support system in the song, basically. I'm like, oh God.
The voice within.
The voice within. Yeah. So we just hope she's got a good team around her and a good support system and that she can take breaks when she wants to. Because that interview was depressing.
It was. It was sad.
She was like, I can't walk anywhere. Like, remember they were like, do you get noticed? And she was like, yeah, I can't really do anything anymore.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Actually.
It is. Especially because we have this whole conversation, like, fame is fragmented. So different generations don't necessarily know, like, what's popping. Like we did maybe years ago, you couldn't escape like 90s teeny boppers and stuff. Like we all knew
it was all
big.
Focused on radio and TV.
Yeah. Now, but now that things everywhere. Are fragmented, it's like you don't realize how big Billy is to people.
Mm-hmm. No one realizes how influential sparkling energy is on TikTok
or beauty gurus. Like, no, true. I feel like a lot of people don't realize that James Charles gets a mall reception like. Bigger than
More
Britney.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen those videos of him doing a Morphe store opening or any of that shit, they are the new pop stars in a lot of ways. It's crazy. Like, can you imagine, like, makeup artists didn't get fanfare when we were growing up. Nobody cared about a makeup artist.
No, it would be, like, if a celebrity did a campaign, it'd be huge.
Yeah.
Like, I remember RuPaul's MAC campaign was major.
Yeah, sure. It had to be somebody, like, established, not like, but now we have YouTubers. Just, it's wild. I think back when we were growing up, it was like random reality stars. We showed up for Snooki. Now it's YouTubers, I feel like, are that kind of.
Well, every platform has its.
Yeah. TikTokers.
Yeah. It all comes and goes. I mean, Vine had its stars for a second there.
Seeing struggling Vine stars on TikTok trying to find their groove is one of the most spiritually upsetting things.
Yeah.
They're just like. Now that they have more than 6 seconds, they don't know what to do with themselves. Anyway, if you've never been into Billie Eilish's music, this probably isn't the place to start, but you can try it. Bad Guy's kind of a misleading song to go into. That's pretty boppy, whereas most of her music is pretty down-tempo.
Yeah, that's the one that sounds like the Plants vs. Zombies theme song.
Yes, and it's the one Britney thrashed around in her living room.
Yeah.
With fake snake.
Gamers will know what I'm talking about when you hear it. You'll mm-hmm. be like, oh my God, am I playing Plants vs. Zombies? But like, I kind of like it.
Oh, of course. And biggest debut, youngest, it's like youngest, biggest debut since Demi in 2009. So yeah, Billie's debut album is called When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And it's one of the biggest albums of the year as far as the top Billboard 200 debut female albums of the decade. Billie's is number 4.
Wow.
It's just behind Gaga's Fame, Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy, and Lorde's Pure Heroine.
Damn.
So that is...
Where's Femme Fatale?
Yeah. Oh.
Where's Britney Jean?
Our girl's representation on these decade charts was not cute.
Mm.
You know what? She had a different decade that she dominated. So
that's true.
We.
It's also weird with those charts, though, that we're in this... transition period of physical album sales to streaming.
It's all a mess.
I don't think that streaming will ever compare to physical sales, and I wish that they just stopped the charts and made new ones.
They have like, to.
They can't. You can't compare the two.
Definitely. It's not the same.
It's not
shelling
the same.
Out money versus clicking play for free.
They need to end the physical album sales charts and start over.
Yeah, this...
Or make something new, like Billboard's Hot Digital 200.
They have the digital charts, but it's not weighed the same yet. Like the
And didn't they change the way that an album gets counted?
Yeah, it's a mixture now of pure sales and streaming. Like there's a certain streaming quantity of times that you've streamed that counts as one sale that they've determined.
Right. It just doesn't make sense. Like just switch it over completely to streams.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're literally in the middle of this transition of figuring out how to count what's popular. But as far as streaming, Billie's numbers are absurd.
Like, right.
So, you know, we're just moving on over. Yeah, unfortunately, our girl got a lot of the biggest moments were before streaming took off.
Yeah.
So.
Oops.
Not everybody has that.
Moving along with the times.
Moving along with the times. Yeah, get into that. And I guess we should get into the woman of the week.
Yes, sure is.
First, I need to do a slight constructive criticism, I suppose.
Okay. Well, she's got two new songs.
She does.
Miss Taylor Swift.
Let's get into the Cats song, or rather, let's get it over with.
Okay. So she has a new song for the Cats movie. Yeah. Now, the Cats movie trailer is horrifying. The single cover for this song is horrifying. I never want to see a cat's humanoid face ever again.
The one still of Jennifer Hudson's face as the trailer screen cap shot, whatever.
It is
haunting.
It's also crazy because the way that they recorded all of that, like, they could take your face and literally put you on anything.
Right.
It's just horrifying.
It's basically a deep fake.
Actually, though.
Yeah.
I remember when they did that video game with Hayden Panettiere.
Uh-huh.
She was, like, the lead in... Oh, fuck.
Lost.
What's it called? No, not Lost. It's the one in the...
Nashville.
Well, she's from Nashville. Yeah. But she was the star in this video game that was on PlayStation. Someone's going to be screaming it out loud.
Yeah, sorry. I hear you.
It's not Last of Us. It's, like, what? It's some, like, one where they're in the woods and it's snowing and whatever. And they digitally 3D recorded all of the actors' faces. The guy from Bohemian Rhapsody is also in it. And it looks
Rami?
So... Yeah. It looks so horrifyingly...
Until Dawn.
That's it.
Yeah.
It looks so horrifyingly real. And now it's just progressing further and further and further into these, like, crazy CGI animations. And it is terrifying.
Between Lion King and this, it's like we're entering this very strange... too realistic? Well, there's nothing real about the cats. It's just like this weird scientific experiment gone wrong.
Try and put yourself... Well, I don't think it's possible, but, like, if you were a kid watching this, wouldn't you think that there were human cats?
Yeah, I would, like, just be scared of it, I assume. Right. I wasn't able to make it through Hocus Pocus, let alone the Cats trailer.
I know, I was horrified by Mars Attacks as a kid.
Me too.
Really?
I could not handle Mars Attacks. It's got some scary scenes.
It's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
And I really thought that it was actual, like, real humans, like, being killed by aliens.
Yeah, I did not like it at all.
Because then you were like, oh my God, I don't understand what this is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad. Solidarity and Mars Attacks. That
fucking
shook
horrifying.
Me up as a kid.
I saw someone with a Mars Attacks t-shirt once, and I was like, oh my God, get it away from me.
But anyway, back
Taylor
to
Swift attacks
cats.
Our eardrums.
Yeah.
The cat song. Okay, let me just say this.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of Broadway,
same.
As we know.
Same, even though I just went to a musical this week. I just saw Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill musical.
Oh, wig.
Yes. And you know what? I don't know that I'm a musical person.
I love burlesque.
I only love burlesque. That and Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
I have time for that. But cats, absolutely not. Nothing about that appeals to me. I don't even like cats.
I'll say this. Taylor Swift is incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a Broadway singer.
Nope. And there's, like, a hint of an English accent in this one with Andrew Lloyd Webber. And you know what? I think a lot of people will appreciate it in the theater. I am not one of them. I appreciate the song craft. I appreciate the effort. It's not for me.
Yeah, same. I would like to know when they're going to do burlesque live on ABC.
There is such an opportunity there for the actual Cher and actual Xtina to do something live together. Yeah. Like, we need it to happen.
That should be next.
With complete sincerity, by the way. Burlesque is fun. Like, it's really fun.
Yeah.
In 30 years, somebody's going to be like, actually...
Oh God, we're going to be underwater.
Fine. Burlesque under the sea.
Muffled sounds.
Express with electric eels.
Oh my God. Literally, Ursula as Cher.
Oh my God, yeah.
Haven't seen the last of me. Steals Xtina's voice. Wow, that's a concept.
That's a concept. We're working Disney, on it right now.
Steal it. Disney Plus exclusive.
Yeah.
Burlesque featuring
Burlesque
Ariel.
Under the Sea.
Burlesque Under the Sea.
Coming in 2030. Oh,
wow. So back to Taylor. She also has a new song, well, a remixed song with Shawn Mendes, speaking of Vine and...
Right.
Everything.
Before, I mean, yeah, the kids can't forget his origins, his humble origins as a Viner.
Literally.
And MagCon.
That's where he's from, right?
That is where he's from.
Vine.
Yes.
And now he's doing singles with Miss Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it.
No, but I'm getting confused about remixes lately. Between Ariana and Lizzo and this one, I'm like, shouldn't you be like... remixing the song? It doesn't feel very revolutionary.
This is very Slumber Party featuring Tinashe. Nothing has changed about the song. They're slapping someone
for the
else's...
record. We're saying Tinashe because of Britney.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
For those who don't get the deep reference,
insert reference here. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears performed a song with Tinashe, yeah, and then they did it on stage, and she not once but multiple times said, "Give it up for Tinashe." Numerous times, so that's why we call her Tinashe. It is a
term of endearment.
A term of endearment, mm-hmm, as she would say. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just, it kind of feels like Taylor Swift is trying to have a Senorita moment.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, you're just trying to get on the charts because that just is how I feel about it. It doesn't feel like a creative.
Yeah, Lover's mix. Also not my favorite of what she's done lately. Like, is there a more fitting time to release The Man than now?
I mean, it has to be next.
It has to be.
If anything, she should perform it at the AMAs.
She should.
I make like it, that song a lot.
Make it 16 minutes somehow instead of the medley. Just somehow.
The symbolism that she could do, the mm-hmm performance that she could do. I mean, there's just a lot there.
There sure is.
Maybe it'll happen.
Maybe it's a concept.
Also, Cornelia Street.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get that?
She can walk down Cornelia Street,
mm-hmm,
and then get into The Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody yelled at us recently that we don't talk about Taylor. Well, look at us now. Look what you made us do.
Look what you made us do.
Yeah.
Look what you made her sue.
Look what you made her sue.
Do you remember the whole see you in court meme era?
Yeah, which is now being revived, obviously.
Yeah, because she was suing fans for selling 1989 merch.
Right.
What an iconic era.
What an era.
Yeah, well, the moral of the story there is, can we just get, like, better remixes?
Yeah, you know what? This is cute for the girls who like Sean and Taylor. I'm happy for both of their fan bases.
And I will say, and you know how I feel about Canola Cabela.
Yes.
At least Senorita makes sense, because uh-huh, they are a couple.
Lovers?
Yeah. Question so mark. I'm like, okay, it's like, you know, if you're going to be a couple... and you have a love song together. Mm-hmm. The concept for that love song is that you sing together.
Basically,
it makes
that you're
sense.
In love. Yeah.
Taylor and Sean, y'all aren't dating. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. She just, like, can I borrow your boyfriend?
Literally, though. Can I borrow your boyfriend to get on the charts?
Yeah.
Sean, do you want to come on Legends Only?
Yeah.
Well, you can be on our Legends of Vine episode. Yeah. Maybe we'll go number one on the charts.
Honestly, at least on the TikTok charts, maybe. But.
You know, it's fine.
But that really wasn't the biggest story involving Taylor this week, was it?
Nope. Tumblr got its revival.
Yeah, it actually did.
Yeah. Taylor is single-handedly keeping Tumblr alive.
She is. Yeah, they took down porn and she put up a 12-page rant instead.
Mm-hmm.
So, timeline. Taylor posts a long note. I think it's actually 3 slides, not 12. But it's still a long note.
It's yeah.
It was very... Oh, somebody joked, is she quitting Fifth Harmony? Because when Camilla was fighting with the group, they were all writing like essays.
It's, I mean, why do people do that?
I don't know.
No one really gets me.
Cut to me posting a notes app in a week, apologizing for everything we said about Taylor.
Oh, right. We've had our notes app moments.
I have at least 20, and I didn't bring this up in the Britney comeback episode, but I have... at least 20 very long notes.
Oh, I know. I've read them.
My family mocks me for. They all start out like, "Dear the internet," or
with a capital I.
Yeah. Anyway, we're still working past that trauma.
Know what I just was thinking of?
What?
You're wearing a breathe in, breathe out shirt.
I am.
I just noticed that.
I always am.
Iconic. Sorry, that was just random. Made no sense.
I guess maybe we'll have to do a deep dive of that album sometime soon. But anyway, so we get the screenshots and we get the notes app in dark mode, which is revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially...
iOS 13.
Heard of it? Not everybody has that. She says, guys, I'm being blocked by Scooter and Scott, who, if you don't know, that's they acquired her masters. Scott is her old record label. And then Scooter came in as a partner to buy...
Big Machine. Right. And that is where all her old music is.
Okay. Yeah. So basically the backtrack is, and there's actually, it is an involved legal situation, but Scooter Braun came in and acquired the masters and partnered with Scott Borchetta, who was Big Machine Records. Taylor had the opportunity to buy them back, but it was an opportunity that she didn't like or agree with, or it just wasn't something she went forward with. They back and forth a lot about whether she did know or didn't know the deal was happening, the time length she knew it was happening, and eventually she does lose the masters. My confusion is like with licensing and like allowing her to perform. There's a really good breakdown, I think it's on Vulture, of all the legal troubles with this and like, is it actually something you can legally block someone from doing? Let's go back to the notes app. She drops that. The Swifties mobilize swiftly.
Yeah. Trends on Twitter.
We get many, many artists coming out in support, including Halsey, Selena Gomez, and her friend Gigi Hadid.
Tinashe.
A lot of artists, though. It's like a lot. I would say most, except for Justin Bieber, but we'll get to that. The next day, Big Machine Records puts out a statement, and they say, we never told her that, basically. But the fans notice that the wording is... They say, like, she can perform at the AMAs, but they don't specifically say old songs. So a lot of the fans are like, that's a legal loophole and you're lying. Like, that's a play on words. And you know that what you really mean is she can perform, like, new songs only.
Right. They read between the lines of a very vague statement from Big Machine.
Right. Except, and Big Machine, well, they went on and they said... She's creating a narrative that doesn't exist. She's putting our employees at harm by immobilizing her fan base. And this is all like just essentially saying like, this isn't real. This is about money that she owes us. And then it became a whole other like money thing that none of us know anything about.
Right.
Then Tree Payne, Taylor's longtime publicist, she puts out a statement and she quotes the actual email that was sent that was like, you do not have permission. And then she says that Scott specifically said she's not allowed to do it. And that, in fact, Big Machine owes millions of dollars to Taylor in royalties. So then, I mean, that's a whole thing that none of us know about, this whole, like, who owes money.
Right. It's like, just, okay. Like, more stuff that came out that no one has any clue about.
Then Big Machine goes to TMZ and says, we meant old songs, too. Like, there's a quote from them being like, no, she can do old songs, too. This is a false narrative. My whole thing is like, Taylor should be able to perform her songs, obviously. Like it's her hits.
Right. She wrote them.
Yeah. But I'm like, how are you both, like, both of these people are very boldly saying, I'm not allowed. And the other one's saying, yes, you are. So, like, is there a communication breakdown? Because who is going to be so dumb to very loudly say one thing unless they don't mean it, like, not thinking they get caught in a lie? Like,
right.
They're both really adamant, like, Taylor's like, I'm blocked, and Big Machine's like, no, you're not. So are they really going to ruin themselves by being so loudly lying? I don't know if like there's a breakdown in like what they told her rep and she thinks is the truth. And
right, like a gigantic miscommunication.
Yeah, because they're both so strongly saying completely polar opposite things.
Yeah.
And especially, and the money thing too, is like they both are very sure that the other one owes the money. I mean, clearly somebody's lying or either being told wrong information. I mean, but at the end of the day, of course I support Taylor performing her songs. Like, she should be able to perform her songs. It's just stupid to like, it's the Artist of the Decade Award. She should be able to perform the hits. Like, that's what you do at an Artist of the Decade thing.
Right. Like, why would you stop that your artist who's being named Artist of the Decade from performing.
Right. Even if you don't own the rights, you'd want her to do that.
Right.
So is this a personal vendetta of some kind or some...
That's kind of how I feel about this whole thing because I don't know the information, obviously.
Yes. And as we've run into before, when we don't know all the facts of something, it's hard to scream about something too loudly.
Right. And I also felt like it hit the public arena before.
Which is the one thing I will critique about this.
That's my whole thing is like, I thought this is going to the jury before there's been closing arguments. Mm-hmm. Like
court of public opinion.
You all tell everyone, why don't you let everyone know what that is? Like it's telling the fans to go and make up and their minds. And I'm like, I was like, I don't
Taylor,
even
I
know
support
what's happening.
You, like, yeah, Taylor, I support you. You should sing your songs that you wrote for sure. But like, do not tell your fans to attack Demi. I know she didn't specifically say it, but what's going to happen when you say, kindly tell the artists who are working with Scooter maybe to reconsider. Yeah, a 15-year-old under a fake Avi is going to very kindly not say to Demi, like, die rat. Like, are you kidding me? That's what happens. As if Demi Lovato needs that right now, or Ariana, or whatever. Like, I understand.
I understand her point.
Her point.
I understand the underlying issue.
Yeah.
She's got a point.
But of all people who should know what it's like to be attacked or like whatever, it should be one of them. I mean, she went through the whole thing in 2016, the whole thing with the Kanye thing and Kim exposing her phone conversation. Yeah. It's like, of all people who should know what it's like to be on the receiving end of that like social media outrage,
cancel culture, hashtags,
whatever you want to call, I don't want to call it a machine. I want to call it
They've leaked, let's not sugarcoat it. They've leaked the phone number. They've leaked the street address. There's death threats. There's all these things. If you actually dig deeper onto Twitter, it's not polite by any means.
No, it's like people finding personal information.
Yeah.
Family members and things like that. Like it really gets into.
Perez threatened to leak the information. Yeah. Like it's
and
like.
We never talked. I realized we never talked about that on the Free Britney episode when we talked about like what, how far this goes. Mm-hmm. What happened with the whole Free Britney thing was fans actually found the address, phone number, and physical location on a map of the facility that Britney was staying in. And I realized we never said that because fans were like, well, what do they mean? What are they talking about? Like this harassment. And I was like, no. Like it goes that far where people actually dig up private locations,
absolutely,
information, names, phone numbers, contact info.
Totally.
It really does go that far. And I think that's where it gets dangerous because... Mm-hmm.
She's also the most powerful woman in music. And I mean, she's number 4 on that Billboard list of artists overall of all time of like whatever on Billboard. You probably can get anybody's cell phone number if you want to text Demi directly and be like, talk to Scooter. Like, talk to Ariana directly and be like, talk to Scooter. I don't know why you need to involve the fan. I understand the need to be like, I'm being blocked. Like, I get that if it really is like that. But mobilizing the fan base is fucking scary. For any artist, it's so scary.
I think it's going to be one of those things where, unfortunately, it's going to get uglier.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's going to go back and forth via public statements.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're ever going to know, like, the full story.
I mean, that's the thing that's confusing to me is how the statements are diametrically opposed and they're so confident in what they're saying. If this is some weird, like, ego power struggle, which often these things are, just let her own what she wrote and do the things that she wants to do with her music. The whole trajectory of this is like signing the deal when she was 15. Mm-hmm. When you sign deals that young, you're not really thinking, especially you're not thinking you're going to be the number 4 of all time.
No, of course not.
So these things have gotten complicated, but there has to be a way this gets resolved, and it will get resolved.
I remember when Sheryl Crow was on Watch What Happens Live. She was asked this question, like, what do you think about this whole situation?
Yeah, she was.
This was before, obviously, before this recent thing happened, but it was about the Masters. And her response was, I mean, it's like the same boat we're in, where we don't know the full story. But she did say, she was like, in my career, my masters have changed hands so many times.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
It's just something that happens in the industry.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I guess we'll find out.
We certainly will. I don't think the dark mode notes apps will stop anytime soon from either of the parties involved. The one person who did stick up essentially for Big Machine was Justin Bieber, who screenshotted that TMZ article that said she's allowed to perform whatever she wants and put it on his Instagram story. He has previously defended Scooter. And back in that first, when the Masters deal happened, there was literally a pop civil war. And yeah. It was like Demi, Sia, Justin Bieber, some others were on Scooter's side. And then, you know, we had the Kesha, Tinashe, like Halsey and all that on the other side. It's definitely like interesting to watch. And it makes me feel like, much like Free Britney and these things like that, it's not black and white. We don't know all the facts. Like, that's the thing everybody hates. It feels like a cop out, but it's like, I'm sorry, I can't operate without knowing all the facts. Like,
I think time will tell here.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone jumps ship off of Scooter's label and like all that stuff, then yeah. That's going to be very telling.
Yes, for sure. I mean, this goes down. This is money. It always comes down to money, I think, a lot of times. And it's like, especially them telling each other they owe each other millions of dollars. It's like, okay,
yeah.
I don't understand. But you know what? I hope it gets resolved. She needs to perform 15 and Love Story and All Too Well, actually. And all these songs that she wrote, just let her do it. And also, I don't even understand if they truly did block her, why the mentality, because that can only be purely vindictive. Because
yeah,
you want your catalog, your power to
punish an artist is fucked up.
Like, if you own it, you would like it to be popularized. So I don't understand that. That part really throws me. Like, why would they block it? Anyway, yeah, I definitely support her singing those songs. I don't love the mobilizing of the fan base.
I know. I really hate that. And it's not just in this
instance.
I think it's a bigger problem that we see across every entertainment, politics, sports, gaming. It's a huge issue and problem with gaming, especially with women being harassed and doxing and private information being dug up on people as retaliation online. It's just such a problem.
It's very like, if you are not falling in line, like, you will be destroyed. Like, you need to,
if you have any opinion that slightly, not even disagrees, I would say you're deemed like
the enemy.
You know, the enemy. You get doxxed and have your shit completely put on blast. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's such a bad thing.
Yeah.
And this is like a bigger, we just took this like way
we did
broad, but I think it,
we were just supposed to have fun.
Yeah. We were all supposed to have fun.
We're all going to have fun.
But like, social media was so different. Like, it was meant to be this unifying thing where people could find community in interest.
Yeah.
And look at what it's become.
Mm-hmm. You know, scary.
I mean, it's become weaponized, like truly has become a tool of harassment.
I think I support her. I don't support telling teenagers to, quote, let them know how you feel. It's like, I don't know. I don't love that. But
is anything she does moving forward, is that all under her own thing? Because they say
she has a new label deal.
Gotcha. So when she says old music, she's referring to everything before Lover.
Yeah.
So Lover is new.
I believe.
Like, if we bucket into new and old.
I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, our fave never recognizes her old music.
No, no, except for this fan experience.
You will not, that will not get an at from me.
No.
Anyway, moving on.
In short, solidarity with Taylor, but also, like, please don't send hatred toward people.
Don't dox people on
don't
the internet.
Don't dox people, like, for the love of God. Also, this is ultimately about career and money and stuff. This is not Kim. There's people who are dying. There's people in cages. Like, can we get real about, like, priorities here? Like, can we just...
I was going to say it, but I was like, do I even want to bring it up? But, like, I saw this, and it was, like, the afternoon after a school shooting, uh-huh. and I was like, is she fucking serious? Like, I understand.
We can do multiple things at once. I understand that. But it's, like, in the grand scheme of things, let's remember...
There's... I will say this. People are worried about their healthcare and their safety and other important things.
Yeah.
Right now, we get it. Like, I don't know. I did kind of feel that a little bit.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, okay, literally, like, Kim, there's people that are dying. That gif, iconic moment.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
I obviously support her.
It's an AMA's medley. Like, I get it. I understand and get it. But at the same time, like, there's really serious shit happening in the world.
Yeah. Yep. Let's just all remember, like, what we're channeling our energy into. And I absolutely understand that women in the music industry mm-hmm. have it shitty, no doubt. And there is so much injustice and manipulation from men. And it should be called out and exposed in the whole nine yards. But I don't think it boils down to, like, harassment. I don't think that this is what we should be focusing our energy on. Encouraging harassment. I don't think we should be doing that.
I think it's counterproductive.
It is. Like, let's expose injustice in a way that is not just name calling and doxing and things that are dangerous. Like, let's do this. I don't know.
Time will tell. We'll see what happens.
Time will tell. But it's got to be weird to be an artist under him that is not Taylor.
Yeah.
Because it's also like, what do they necessarily know? You know?
Well, right. Because they're an artist that's under him is focused on their own, their own shit, their own. And if they're happy with their experience, it unfairly puts them in the middle of something else.
They've all just been thrust into somebody else's battle. Right.
And I'm sure that, you know, they've got their own shit going. Like,
I just keep thinking of Demi. I'm like, this is the last thing that woman needs. She keeps. You know, it sucks. I'm hoping that this plays out, that this gets resolved, and that we don't have to do this trial by Twitter anymore. That's my great hope, because it's just, oof. We're all operating on, like, Stan level knowledge, but now we're all legal experts all of a sudden. It's like, I don't know shit. I support her. In short, we say justice through measured... I don't know what I'm going to say.
Justice for glory.
Justice for glory. Justice. And let's...
Yeah, the artist should always come first.
Yeah. That was a light way to end. I don't know. I think we just have, like, perspective on it from having come through out from under another situation where it's like, good Lord, like, the trial by social media is just not the way.
It's really not.
And you would think that ultimately, business-wise, you'd want artists happy and everybody happy and making money. Because that's ultimately why all these decisions are made, is somebody's making money. So hopefully they can find a way to all make money together happily and become even richer.
Why?
Because the thing is, they're all fucking rich.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they are.
They're very, very rich, all of them. So I hope they find a way to get even richer.
Yeah, figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then let us know later.
Yeah, let us know what the results were.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, y'all figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know that gif of Big Ange where she's like, I don't know what the fucking story is. I don't give a fuck. She's like, I don't give a shit. And she's just like going off. And it's like, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it just stands.
You're all adults. Figure it out.
Well, it stands on Twitter. What do you want them to do besides like a change.org petition, which is happening?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what else can you do? There's nothing to do but harass or yell at people at this point.
As you can tell, we have no idea what to think. But we're curious. What do you guys think after listening to this? Tweet us at legendsonly_pod. We want to know. What do you think?
Yeah. Let us know.
Because we don't know what to think either.
But we support Taylor.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
It's just, remember when like the biggest concern was like whether Fred Durst in fact slept with Christina and Britney.
Right.
It's like, that was our legal battle.
Yeah. The moral of the story is stream Sleeping in the Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic. Justice for glory, justice for Kelly Osbourne.
And Roland. And Roland. You were going to say.
Clock it.
We will have a Kelly Rolegendary episode.
Justice for Commander.
Justice for Commander.
Justice for Taylor Swift.
Yes, justice for Taylor. We stand with Taylor. She should be able to sing her songs.
We just want all of our legends happy and healthy and safe and loved, right?
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
We
do.
We just, yeah, of course we do. We just want all the pop stars to be happy and thriving.
I'm literally the girl in Mean Girls that's like,
can't we all just get along?
And like, bake a cake.
Just chart. Everybody can just chart.
Can just get a number one on Billboard Hot 100. God. And everyone will listen to Glory, and Glory will finally get a third single 3 years later. And then everyone will stream Sleeping Into Nothing. Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh my God, I thought a bomb was going on.
Oh my God. Oh. Scooter.
Oh my God, stop.
That's our time, y'all. Literally.
Scared the shit out of me. I was like, what? That was my laptop telling us to shut the hell up.
Yeah. Get back to something fun.
Yeah.
And go away.
All right. Well, that's all for this week. And
yeah, I'm glad we once again broke out our legalese expert.
Gosh. Yeah. Prosecutor T. Kyle reporting live from the court. Please rise for our national anthem.
Yeah. So hopefully the next time we talk to you guys, there'll definitely be like 10 more notes apps messages for sure.
There will be. Maybe we'll write one.
Yeah, we probably will too.
Yeah. And thank you again to all of our patron legends only fans.
Yes. Thank you so much for supporting us.
If you would like to sign up, patron. If you would like to sign up.
They would like to, but you can't say it.
If you would like to sign up, it's patreon.com/legendsonly. And we have a bonus episode coming for you guys that are signed up for the $5 tier coming very soon. Mm-hmm. It'll be really fun. And yeah.
Really excited for that.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen this week because I don't even know if I'm going to survive this weekend.
Yeah.
But for everyone on Patreon, you will get our episodes delivered to you as soon as they are ready, which normally would be Sunday, a day of rest.
But not for T. Kyle.
Not for me. And then exclusive Patreon stuff as well.
Yeah, coming down the line.
So. Yeah, some very left lane deep dive listening parties are coming.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Emphasis on lane.
Oh, call it out.
Call it out.
Well, I think I kind of exposed it on my Instagram story.
Oh.
Whatever.
Well.
You know. All right, guys. That's all we have for this week. Thank you for listening. And we will. Oh, you know what next week is. It's Thanksgiving. All right. Bye, guys. We will see you soon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.